This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft about possible negotiations between Kyiv and Moscow to cease fire the Ukraine war after 29 months. Anatole guides us to what might work. It's legalistic and it's very careful, and both sides might very well have already acknowledged the possibility. An end of the Ukraine war. Here's Anatole Levin. More of this later tonight.
The territory that they now hold, I think that is absolutely clear. However, there is one important point which I think has not been brought out sufficiently in the West, which is that everybody I talked to in Moscow, including the real hardliners, said that they do not actually expect Ukraine or the West or anyone else legally to recognize Russia's annexations. And that's, they know that the Ukrainians will never do that, the West will never do that, but importantly, they also know that the Russians, the Chinese, the South Africans will not formally recognize annexations. This is completely against their basic principles. And so, you see, in a way, Ukraine doesn't actually have to concede these territories to Russia. It just has to accept a ceasefire, leaving these territories in Russian hands. And then their legal status, you know, as in the case of Cyprus, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, is endlessly deferred for future negotiation. That, I think, is in the end what is going to happen in an eventual peace settlement. And by the way, Zelensky also himself proposed this for Crimea at the very start of the war. No legal concession, but future negotiations.